helping you to do the ordinary in an extraordinary way. This is St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
Well, my colleagues this morning on Morning Air, we're talking about, and I love that show. We're talking about what Pope Francis was sharing in his Wednesday audience. John Harper and Glenn Levins were explaining that, you know, I think you're aware. Maybe you're not aware. Maybe you don't follow Pope Francis like I do. Kind of a, you know, big. I'm just a fan, right, of our Holy Father. And he's going through the liturgy. He's going through the Mass in his Wednesday audiences, and he's early on now. Because yesterday he was talking about the act of penitence, okay, and talking about that's the beginning, what we often call the penitential rite. That was kind of the language that we used before the, you could still call it that. Nobody's going to get mad at you. That's the phrase that we used before the new translation of the Mass in 2010. But Pope Francis specifically was talking about that time when we ask the Lord for forgiveness for our sins, right? When the priest says, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. And then we reflect, hopefully with a brief moment of silence, on our failings and on God's grace in our life and how much we need his mercy. And then we pray together different forms of the act of penitence. So it could be the confiteor, we call it, right? I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned. Could be a form of Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy with what we call the tropes, right? You were sent to heal the contrite of heart, Lord have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord have mercy. This is a time, a really important time in the liturgy, when we look at ourselves through the lens of God's mercy, but we acknowledge who we are, and we acknowledge that in our brokenness, we need God's grace, and we need his healing power in our life. And I love that part of Mass because it gets us ready to be prepared, not only mentally, but especially spiritually, for what we're about to celebrate. Pope Francis extended it beyond just the Mass, and he took it to confession. And he talked about this particular anecdote, which he had heard, and when he was a priest and maybe a bishop in Buenos Aires, he says this, I remember a story, I'm quoting a translation, the Vatican's official translation from their transcript of his words yesterday at his Wednesday audience. He said, I remember a story which an old missionary told of a woman who went to confession and began to tell the errors of her husband. Then she went on to tell the errors of her mother-in-law, and then the sins of neighbors. And at a certain point, the confessor said to her, but lady, tell me, have you finished? Very good. You have finished with other sins. Now tell me yours, right? Now tell me your sins. This is something that all priests, I think, are sensitive to very much, because what happens in confession very oftentimes is people will come in, and it will start with our own sins, but very quickly it turns into, well, yeah, Father, I lied because my husband was such a jerk to me, and I was mean to this person because, well, they wronged me, and this is, can you believe this is what they did, Father? And then we start talking about other people's sins, and it's not their confession, right? It's my confession, and I should be talking about what I've done. It's true. Now, here's what I want to reflect on. Why is that a temptation that we have? Because I know people aren't doing it to blame others. I know people aren't doing it to justify themselves, or at least we shouldn't be doing it for that reason, right? We do it, first of all, because we're trying to put our sins in context. We're trying to help our confessor to see that, Father, this is why I did what I did. Which can very much be helpful. I can tell you, as a confessor, it's important sometimes to have our sins in a clear context and to help understand why that sin arose at all and why I cooperated with that sin. But we don't always need the whole context. We don't always need all of the sordid details around it. And oftentimes it's better to not get into that, because those aren't our sins to confess, right? Here's another reason why I think we do it. I think we do it because we are hurt by the sins of others. When I'm going through life and somebody cuts me off, or somebody is mean to me, somebody wrongs me, and somebody is unjust in their actions towards me, it hurts me, doesn't it? And especially if I'm a sensitive person, I might take it personally, or I might reflect on that, and I might get mad, or I might think badly of myself. There's a wound that opens up when I'm hurt by other people. We experience this to different degrees when we're hurt very painfully, very acutely by our loved ones, by their words or by their actions, especially by people that we live with, by those whose vocations are connected to ours, for example, my spouse or my children or something like that. Those hurt us even more deeply. And since we intuitively know, we know that confession is a place of healing, well, we bring that to confession as well. We bring our woundedness as well. Wounds that aren't the result of our own sins all the time, but oftentimes wounds that are the result of sins committed against us. I think in my experience as a priest, that's oftentimes why we sometimes will spend time in those areas. And we're not, oftentimes I think, my impression is that we're not even realizing that that's the road we're taking, that we're talking about other people's sins. We're just reflecting on our own brokenness, on our own woundedness. And depending on our formation of conscience and our own, well, togetherness, sometimes we're just not even aware that there's a distinction between the two. The wounds I've inflicted upon myself by my own sins and the wounds inflicted on me by others. I guess I'm sharing this with you because I think it's a good point that Pope Francis brings up. And I'm glad that he brought it up, and I don't have to tell you. You know, it's from his mouth, right? It's from his mouth that you and I look and we say, hey, here's a lesson for us to improve our confessions. Rather than confessing the sins of others, rather than focusing on how other people have hurt me, because while there is healing that happens in confession, the principal wounds that are healed are the wounds of the sins that we have committed, the wounds of our own brokenness that exist because we have not cooperated with God's grace and we have not followed his commands in our life. And that's why we're in confession in the first place. So we look and we realize that, okay, I need to be careful to not confess other people's sins in this moment. I need to work on confessing my sins and recognize that God is here to heal me and not to give me a chance to vent or a chance to, you know, get rid of my frustrations towards other people. That will happen. Guess what? That will happen. Your frustrations towards others will subside naturally or supernaturally, I might say, because healing is taking place. And when your wounds are healed from the wounds that are inflicted by yourself and your own sinfulness, then it allows you to not be so sensitive to how other people are going to hurt you, because we find our happiness more in God's will and what he wants from us. But I also think that this is an opportunity for me and for you to look at our own brokenness and to recognize how the sins of other people do hurt me, and they do hurt you. And it's okay to acknowledge that. It's okay to recognize that that's part of the reality of sin. And then we have to take it one step further. It's not only that my husband hurt me and now I'm wounded. It's not only that my children have wronged me and therefore I'm hurting very painfully and deeply, but it's also the realization that, wow, my sin has had the same effect on other people. The times I've gossiped and the ways that I've spoken ill about others has hurt them and has hurt their reputation. The ways I've failed in fidelity, in small ways or maybe in very grave ways in those relationships that God demands fidelity of me, then that's hurting people. It's hurting others in the same way that I'm feeling hurt by other people's sins. And I'm inviting you maybe to reflect on this a little bit, not to get you down in the dumps about how many times you've hurt other people, because that's not what leads you to real healing. Well, maybe it does help lead you to real healing when we recognize the truth and we recognize the reality that our sins have an effect on others. And that should help us be all the more repentant for them, be all the more sorry for those sins. But first, we have to acknowledge them and recognize them and accept the responsibility there, and then turn that over to the mercy of God. So I don't know. I hope you got as much out of that as I did from Pope Francis. Great, great advice from our Holy Father. Coming up, much more here still to talk about in St. Joseph's Workshop. In particular, we're going to talk about pro-life issues, especially how they're being shared with the world or censored by the world. I'm Father Matthew. Be right back after this.